This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
HostGator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60.
The CBD Distillery, our favorite brand of CBD that's great for helping us relax. Get 16% off with code NUTS16.
Wild Alaskan Seafood. Get Alaskan fresh salmon and seafood favorites delivered to your door. Get $15 off with code WILD15.
Cheapo Air. Book cheap flights. Get $30 off with code MMA30.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 452.
452!
My name's Inga Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walking line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on? You're just fucking high-hillering me? What are you doing over there?
No.
You fucking Nazi, son of a bitch?
I'm not
you sympathizer. Me. What are you?
I'm what?
Oh, just everything just closed. Like, everything I just worked for. You're taking everything I worked for away, you motherfucker!
The beauty of the chrome.
Wow. Yeah. Literally just...
Can you reopen all previous tabs?
Everything just turned off.
His laptop was, like, tired. It's a union laptop.
Yeah. No, I just got charged $350 an hour for fucking shenanigans.
Yes. So...
What are we going to talk about?
What are we talking about?
Don Quixote.
Don Quixote. Want to talk about some news?
We're going to... Should we even mention the stupid card? I mean, the awesome UFC card that happened over the weekend?
There was a card.
Jacare lost.
Shocking.
Shocker, right?
He's been losing lately.
Boring-ass fight. Well, he moved up to 205, and he suffered the Chris Weidman, Luke Rockhold, and now Jacare curse.
Oh, my God.
Everyone that
guys.
Moves up loses.
I feel like the 205 division is a curse for anyone who moves up. They can't seem to win
It's a
there.
Big jump. 85 to 205 20 is 20 pounds.
Yeah. Like, we do math here, folks.
I know. All day, all night, all day.
Yes.
Joe Rogan. See Nick Diaz.
Joe Rogan. He had Malcolm Gladwell on recently.
That I don't know who that is.
He wrote that book, Outliers, and a couple other
okay.
ones. I think you've probably read that, right?
Mm-hmm. He's
an interesting guy. I saw a picture of that dude. He did not look like I expected. He's a scrawny little dude with frizzy gray hair.
Looks uh-huh.
like he's like a mad scientist. But I guess that makes sense. Somebody who looks at all the statistics and numbers.
Yeah,
and trends.
Yeah. He's got to be fucking geeky fuck. Probably like that. Well, not like the guy on Moneyball, because they had Jonah Hill play the geeky statistician, right?
Statistician.
The guy that's really good with the fucking stats. How's that?
Perfect.
I like that job description better than whatever we're
what
trying to
do. What do you do for a living?
Off.
I'm good with fucking stats.
I'm really fucking good with the stats.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I saw a documentary a while back that talked about stats in general.
And yeah.
How, like, everything... And anything can be put on a statistical, you know, analysis. And you can figure shit out, if you're smart enough, through all that somehow. I'm not smart enough, so I can't figure out anything. I can barely wipe my own ass. So it's like, it's hit or miss, man.
Okay.
You never know.
What are you trying to do? You trying to entice me into wiping your ass? Or
no,
are you trying
I'm
to say,
saying.
We should hire an ass wiper
yes.
on call?
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Can you just wipe my
I was
ass?
Talking to somebody a couple days ago about getting a bidet. Have you ever had one?
I've used one. It was fucking phenomenal in Vegas.
Yeah. Like, is it warm water?
Oh, my. This was back when.
Lukewarm?
Yeah.
Is it body temperature? What? That'd be perfect.
It was phenomenal.
Salt bath, anus, rinse.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it. Got to keep that asshole clean.
Those massive hotel rooms they'd have us stay in. Like,
you got bidets?
Yeah. Fucking concept. Hotel rooms bigger than my house.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. So the answer to your question is no.
Okay. And then Shogun, draw, and people are saying he should retire. And here's what he looked like post-fight. Super happy. He's got
smiley.
That Junior Dos Santos syndrome.
Did he lose some teeth?
Potentially.
Okay.
And Charles Oliveira gets a win. Yeah, moving right along. Oh, well, this guy, you see, he does the Joker face. Marcus Perez.
That's
pulling
really
off
creepy.
A good choker.
He looks good, though, but that's really creepy.
And then the fans were so bored. I've never seen this. At a MMA fight. This is Guillermo Cruz tweeting this one out. Where everyone's holding their cell phones up and like holding their lighters up
it's
at the
like
concert.
It's like a concert.
Yeah.
That's really cool. That's how bored they were.
That's when it gets bad. People are holding their shit
up. You don't
up.
Want that at a UFC event.
No, never. But that's probably better than, woo!
During, woo! During the walkouts, that'd be kind of cool, though.
Give me old dick twist! Twist his dick! Put him in
got a funny story about a dick. Speaking of dick twist,
there we go.
A friend of mine, I taught her younger son about what it means to be how to get an oil check.
Oh shit!
He understands.
Okay.
And he said he's gonna give Tom Brady an oil check because he doesn't like Tom Brady.
I don't like him. I'm gonna check his oil.
Check
what?
His oil.
I don't know if he should be doing that. That's only in rare circumstances. You should be checking oils. Uh-huh. 5W30?
Is that the winter viscosity?
Yeah, unless you have one of them high-tech newfangled cars where it's like a... Shit, I don't even know what it is.
Like 30W?
No, it was like a OW something.
Oh, synthetic?
Yeah, some kind of bullshit 5,000-mile kind of shit.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Hey, speaking of oil changes,
go ahead.
It appears that Ben Askren's going to need one because he has retired from MMA and may or may not need hip replacement surgery. How crazy is that?
Well, here's the thing. Is he Brazilian?
No.
I'm just saying.
He's from Milwaukee or something, isn't he?
Milwaukee is how they pronounce it.
Okay. Milwaukee?
If you're from Wayne's World.
Okay. So, I mean, thoughts. I mean, he's had a really kind of storied career outside of the UFC and not so storied. Well, yeah. Even more storied, but on the losing end in the UFC.
Well, I think there's stringent drug testing in the UFC. I'm not saying that fucker was juiced up, but who's to say? Because notice what his body looked like in the UFC.
A little pudgy.
Well, it looked pudgy outside. But I like the claim that he's a cheater
on
and
the sauce.
Dirty. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe pasta sauce?
Yeah. But he's literally 0-3 in the UFC.
Exactly.
I think that win over Robbie Lawler is illegitimate.
Yeah, totally.
Like a fucking redheaded stepchild.
Yeah.
So how do I feel about this?
Yes.
I think he's lying. I think there's no hip injury.
So what is it then?
He's just a loser.
Wow.
You heard Can't he just folks? Take a couple losses?
Take it on the chin like a man.
Right. Why even mention that?
He did take it on the chin.
Yeah, he did. Hard.
Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah. So who got the better end of this trade? Because Rich Franklin was making a comment on that. Remember, the UFC, traded Mighty Mouse for Ben Askren. And Rich Franklin thinks it was a win-win for both companies.
I agree, because you got the fights out of... So Ben... was the catalyst for the Jorge Masvidal machine that is apparently building momentum, right? So I think it's a win-win.
Yeah, and I think in 1FC they like the lighter weight guys more than here in America.
Yeah.
And then I think he's won 3 over there, and he won their fucking pie weight tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Good for him.
I think it's a win-win. You're right. I think although Ben lost, a guy coming in doesn't have to win. He just, by his presence, he's created
something. Was he entertaining? Yeah. All his fights, maybe with the exception to the Maya fight, but I think that was entertaining from the scramble standpoint.
True.
But, you know, the Lawler fight, fucking Lawler picks him up over his head and fucking slams him down.
Yeah.
Then you have the controversy with the... did he tap, or I'm just going to stop it because it looks like you're out kind of shit with Herb Dean, and then like you're talking about the other fight with Masvidal where he just fucking fastest KO in UFC history.
Super exciting.
Then you have the Nate Diaz
super
fight
necessary
with and that gets born, and then fuck man, he goes on a tear.
Yeah, I feel like this is all good stuff.
But I feel like he should have fought one more good striker. Just one more.
You want some punishment?
Yeah.
Like who?
At 170? Shit, I'd even be okay to let him fight Nate Diaz, you know?
It's fine. You know...
Loser versus loser. Loser leaves town.
Yeah. Nate Diaz, huh? I like it. Or like a Carlos Condit, who also got injured recently, right? That might be a good one. He's a pretty good
striker. Yeah, that's... That might be a fair fight for him.
Might be. Didn't Dan Hardy say he wants to make a comeback? Ben Askren would be a perfect guy to make a comeback against. Well,
what else you got?
I'm not sad. I'm just saying.
No, I'm not either. But I want to see him get his ass beat.
I know
enjoy
you
that.
I do not wish more punishment on the man.
I
think he's had enough. Did you know that the last Bellator event that happened Friday, which was actually a taped event replayed from Thursday in Tel Aviv, is the highest rating Bellator in 4 months. So it's a taped event.
This is confusing. Okay.
That was played a day later.
Yeah.
Got the most ratings.
Well, what happened? Did someone die?
Sergey Kharitonov lost via second round stoppage to Linton Vasily. So I don't know. It wasn't a crazy card, but it just apparently everybody wanted to watch Bellator this weekend. Maybe because they knew the UFC card was shitty, so they were like, let's watch Bellator. Everyone, you got to get your MMA fix on the weekend. But I don't know. I think it's interesting that a taped event did so much better than a non-taped event.
I feel like there's a little smoke and mirrors. I feel this could be the ONE FC saying, every time we put on a show, 350 million people watch it. Who's verifying these numbers?
I don't know.
Is someone putting those out?
I closed the article. Can't remember. Someone verified them. It's on a credible website.
Okay.
AKA MMAfighting.com. I don't believe they check their sources triply.
They've lost 100% of their talent. Blade, by the way. Everybody that works there has left, and they keep looking to hire people.
Ah.
So it's like they're getting, no, we don't want to work for any of these fucking bullshit orgs.
They should hire us to be their official MMA show.
Well, we did that for a while and on The Loop and Q101. Cha-ching.
Right, and they should leave us totally alone.
Yeah, they should and don't give us notes.
Ride our coattails and into the sunset.
Mm-hmm. And pay us in cheesecakes.
And hookers and blow.
Right. Stuff them in the cheesecake.
Perfect.
I don't know. What
that Matt, means. I can never do cocaine. You will never see me again. If I ever do that, you will never see me again. I will like it too much.
Probably. Let's just do heroin then. Skip the light shit, go to the hard
shit.
I'm afraid
of me to never do heroin.
You get over
it.
You'll get over it.
I would not.
Hey, look at this fight from LFA 78. Did you see this fucking thing?
No.
Oh, let's mute this. But watch this elbow, and then watch the body respond.
Oh,
watch
good
his head.
Lord.
Is that Why is he going, nah, nah, nah?
Is that for real?
Yeah.
He killed that guy.
Yeah. I don't like when the head is doing this shaky shake here. And then he rattles him one more time like, fuck me,
is
man.
Is that man okay?
He'll be all right. Not going to play the piano tomorrow, but he'll be all right.
Or walk. What the fuck? How does his head do that? I've never seen that before.
I've never seen it either.
Like a flopping fish. That's scary, man.
Hey, fucking A.
Dangerous.
And then, while we're on the knockout tip here, let's keep it rolling. So Ross Pearson was fighting, and
oh, he still fights.
Someone rolling Thunder KO'd him.
That guy keeps getting knocked out constantly. He should not be fighting anymore. It's happening nonstop.
It's all good.
I used to like that guy a lot, and I don't know what happened to him, but he's constantly getting knocked
Look
out.
Look at it.
Oof. Good Lord. Stiffed up.
It looks like he's acting there. I'm not buying that knockout.
He got stiffed up. That was a horrible kick. Is this like in the third round?
I don't know. I want to say it was early, but fucking shit, man.
How's it possible you get someone connects with that nonsense?
Yeah, that's such a high risk, low reward, something like high risk, high reward kind of shit. It rarely lands. I've seen so many people throwing those. I want to say Brian Ebersol with the harrow. I think he used to throw those a lot.
Okay.
Weird. What else you got?
Well, Anthony Rumble Johnson targeting a summer return to the UFC. Says he wants to come back and hurt people. And he's on a diet, apparently. Slimming down from 280-something pounds. Yeah. Is now a svelte 240. Looking jacked. Ready to roll. Who would you like to see him fight?
Well, he said he KO'd two people in training camp.
Sweet. Were they midgets?
Yeah, standing on each other's shoulders,
yeah,
trying
that's
what
to I
pretend mean. Like they're coming in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a double stacker. Double decker midgets?
Double penetrator? What are you saying?
I don't know.
What the hell's going on? Well, eventually I want to see him fight Ngannou, but I want him to get a warm up fight. Ooh, I don't know
like
if I should.
Volkov?
You could do that.
Yeah.
That's probably a good one. I was going to say, I don't know if you want to do Arlovsky dirty again.
No.
Because he broke his jaw the last time.
He busted all
of
his teeth out. No, we don't want that. That's not even cool. We want more punishment on the Belarusian. I think Orlovsky's had enough Rumble Johnson for one career.
What about Overeem, man?
Okay, I like that.
That's a pretty fair fight right now.
I would say yes. Overeem's cool.
Okay.
I like that. Let's do that.
And then if we're talking about heavyweights, I'm going to have to go back in my ship here. But they're trying to make Derek Lewis, who's a legit heavyweight, versus Lira Latifi, who's a 205er.
Why?
Exactly. So why are they trying to make that fight? I don't understand.
I don't know either. It's weird.
Derek Lewis is a ranked fighter. He's in the top 10 at heavyweight. Mm-hmm. Let's have him fight Latifi.
Can't tell you. Don't know what's happening, man. It's a crazy world.
And as we're talking about other fights, you know, Nick Diaz had that weird interview with Ariel Helwani where, like, oh my God, he's talking all sorts of crazy shit. And then Cesar Gracie says, hey, he's talking about Nick Diaz. He says, talking to him yesterday, I feel like he's got the fire back. My opinion and my thoughts, I want to see him fight Masvidal. I want that fight to happen. And I kind of relayed that to him. And I think Nick has been pretty clear that he wants that fight in 2020.
Yeah.
And I know Masvidal is getting his hands worked on. I think he needs some repair work because they're fucked up. But are you good with this fight?
It's weird. Has that ever happened before?
I can't remember any, like, little brother getting his ass kicked and then the big brother stepping in to fight the guy that just beat his little brother's ass.
I really don't like Nick's chances in this fight.
No, I think he has a 1% chance to win, and it's not good. You can't be out of... What was his last fight? Anderson Silva?
4 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, it might even be 5 at this point, right?
Well, he does have cardio, so I guess if he can outlast... And he's bigger, so...
He's bigger.
It's more energy to absorb as he's eating punches and kicks. It's more energy that George... Jorge has to expend, right? So maybe it could work, but I don't see this being an offensive victory. It's more of a war of attrition, kind of a Homer Simpson.
Yeah, but Nate tried that, and it failed.
But Nick's bigger.
Okay, so he's going to absorb more shots.
Yes.
And I just feel like Masvidal, again, you're getting another Diaz brother who's got a little more tools in a toolbox, but he is so fucking... He's 5 years rusty. 5 years rusty on the shelf.
I don't believe in ring rust, Matt.
Okay, Dominic Cruz.
Thank you.
And how many times has he been injured and not fighting? That's why he can't believe in ring rust, because he gets injured so often, he can't believe in it, because he's out for a year
or three fighting every time.
He should be.
His career is announcing. He's doing all right.
Shuck and jive, man. Shuck and jive. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I don't like Nick's chances at all.
Uh-uh.
Now, I would actually put my money on Masvidal finishing him.
Yeah, probably even earlier than later, I would guess. But
yeah,
you never know, Matt. Things happen in MMA.
They do? I mean, anything can happen, but Masvidal is too hot. And do you put the BMF title on the line then?
I think you do.
I think you have
to. You have to.
Right? I agree. Why not?
That's fun.
I know everyone's trying to say it's 1-1, but... If you're fighting the younger brother, there's a story to sell there. My younger brother didn't get the BMF title, and he fucking baptized him. You can't fucking baptize my little brother. Mm-hmm. I'm fighting for that BMF title, and you fucking do all this build up, and then somehow Conor McGregor gets thrown in the mix.
Yes.
Conor McGregor fights the winner or loser. I don't give a fuck.
I like it.
I feel like we're going down a wrestling route, though, here a little bit. There's like a wrestling story here.
Okay.
And I don't like fucking gay wrestling. I like regular wrestling, which is two men checking oil.
Oil checks.
Yeah. So I don't know what this move is. We're going to have to watch this a couple times. But do you think we're going to see this in women's MMA?
Oh, it's a punch to the ass cheek.
This is the LFC MMA. So this is like that.
Did she slap her?
Fake wrestling. Or fake MMAing.
I like it. She's wearing this. One of them's wearing like a negligee or some shit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure their pussies come out at some point.
Is that naked fighting?
It's damn near close to it. I think some of them wear the thongs, and some of the thongs get like maybe pulled to the side.
Huh.
Wink, wink.
Sounds interesting. Where do I watch that event, Matt?
I don't know. I don't think they've had an event in a while, but.
So sad.
Hey, speaking of losers, Stephen Miocic just tweeted this out. He's a winner. But apparently, I don't know if you saw this, the Cleveland Browns were in some sort of a scuffle the other day.
Yes, somebody got hit with a helmet.
Yeah, well, the quarterback from, I don't remember
Pittsburgh.
What. Yeah, there you go, thank you. The Steelers got tackled, and he was trying to rip the helmet off of some other player, and that player decided, you know what, I think I'm going to rip your helmet off and skull fuck you with your own helmet.
Yes.
And then, the quarterback gets back up, then another Cleveland Brown guy comes over and pushes him down, melee ensues, and people get suspended indefinitely, and the quarterback gets nothing. And Steve Miocic tweets this out. He's like, Mason Rudolph lit the match, started the fire, fanned the flames. Equals not suspended. MG took ownership of his actions. The person who started it will get no punishment while the other three will. Come on.
I agree with him. That's some bullshit, but that's always how it goes down.
I don't know, but that's a loser mentality right there. Coming straight from
Steve Miocic. Why is it a loser mentality?
He's a Cleveland Brown fan.
Oh. I thought they
Aren't they perpetual losers?
They are, but I think they're better now.
I think they're on the verge of almost being good.
They've improved. Significant improvement. I don't know. I don't watch football.
I don't either.
I'm guessing.
Well, I do watch some.
Didn't they do like an improvement or something? I thought they got
better. They did a bowel movement. Does that count?
Yes.
They took a shit.
A good bowel movement is definitely an improvement. Ooh. You know, you feel lighter after.
Every day, all the time. You see, we had a bare knuckle fighting championship event over the weekend.
We did.
Yep, and apparently, god damn it!
This apparently, god damn it! He says,
my link is no bueno. Now I gotta try to
this
operate.
This portion of MMA Announce is brought to you by.
I gotta try to operate.
Wild Alaskan Company. Use code WILD15 to get $15 off your order at Wild Alaskan Fish. Go there. It's good stuff. That's all messed up.
I got this mini keyboard. I don't know how to make a copy of a link that won't link. Oh, Jesus Christ. Let's try this.
Technical difficulties. Hey, we're also brought to you by Defense Soap.
Yeah.
Use code MMAnounce for, I forgot the deal, but I think
you have 15% off.
That's it. Yep. We're just going to do commercials while.
Just keep going. I'll just stay here.
What else we got? Hold on a second. Pulling it up now. This is the portion of the show where everyone has to eat the commercial. Soothe.com. Get massages to your house. Use code BBC10 to get $10 off your first massage booking. Seriously, though, you order a massage and they come to your house. How fucking awesome is that? And there is no happy ending, you sick bastards. It's a legitimate massage.
Right. All right. Oh, Jesus. This is a four-minute video. This can't be right.
Are you eating a Geico commercial right now?
I'm eating some kind of...
detergent?
Okay, here we go. So, Jason Knight, he was in the bathroom the other day. He's in a stall, and two guys tried to jump him. So he gets in a fight with two people in the stall. I don't know what the background is to this, but he struck first and struck often. He used to be in the UFC, now he's a bare knuckle fighter.
Is it the guy in the white shirt?
No, he's the guy with the hat on in the background fighting the two guys in front of him.
Why are they fighting in a stall?
I don't know.
Don't they know you're supposed to fight the phone?
And then this guy's trying to fucking eye gouge him.
Really?
Yeah. The video came out a week before his fight in bare knuckle. I don't know if it happened a week before, but it would not surprise me. And he went on to win over Artem Lobov in bare knuckle fighting championship.
He's a crazy man.
So, and then he broke it down and did his own video of like how to defend yourself 2-1 in a bathroom stall. So he broke down his own fight video, which
the Gracie brothers do
cool.
That too.
They do on some fights, but they didn't do it on this one.
So what's
here's another angle of said fight. Well, he did the good thing is you want to have your back against the wall anytime you're 2-1. So he's in a good tactical position, but and you want to punch the biggest guy first, and I think that was part of his plan too. But you would hope to knock that guy out on the first shot. So the second guy's like, fuck, and if there's multiple people, they're like, fuck.
You knock that big guy out.
Yeah, typically... no one else is going to want a piece of that action. Like, if you knock the biggest guy out.
So it's like shocking.
Like, oh, fuck, yeah. They just knocked Jocko out.
Hit him with the nuclear missile.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one else wants that.
That makes sense. God, fighting.
Yeah.
I'm kind of over that whole thing. I hope I never have to fight ever.
I'm almost there. Almost there with you.
Yeah.
I'm real close.
I mean, I will if I need to, but I prefer not, you know?
It's still in there.
I like to keep all my teeth and...
I don't care about that. I already got a chipped tooth from fighting. That's right. What happens when you get kicked on the in the face when fucking three people jump you?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Oh, and speaking of the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, they just signed this guy. 6'2", 390, the Iranian Hulk.
Oh, my God.
I feel like this is Photoshop, though.
No, he's really that big.
He is that big. He has no neck.
But, how,
but I
how
think can, that midsection is...
How can he swing his arms?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think he can protect his head. No. And I don't think he's got nothing but 30 seconds of cardio. And then Tim Sylvia said, they need an opponent for this guy. Let me know and send me a contract. Fucking, you remember Tim Sylvia fought Marius Pujanowski, remember? And Pujanowski turned purple during that fight. Is Tim Sylvia like that freak show fighter? Because didn't he also fight Fedor and he got knocked out cold?
He did.
Fought Ray Mercer, got knocked out cold.
Gets knocked out a lot, but he'll take that paycheck. He wants that money.
I'm all right with this. I would fight this guy.
You would?
And bare knuckle? Fuck yeah.
I mean...
And they're going to run around for 30 seconds. That guy's going to gas out. He's not going to be able to block his face. I think one good shot on that chin, done.
What?
Is he going to actually be able to punch me?
I doubt it.
Yeah,
I wonder if he can get his arms.
Yeah, like, like he's every pose, he's like this.
Yeah.
Work that body. I see that liver.
But I like to see it. That'd be interesting. I'm curious. I'll probably.
Look at his legs. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's crazy big, man.
Literally the Hulk. Interesting.
More videos. Matt is a
video
machine.
Yeah, I said the amount of videos, I don't know what to make of this. I feel bad for MMA fighters sometimes. Oh, hang on. We got shit playing in the background that we don't want.
I was going to say, that did not sync up, Matt.
Not so much.
Do we need to do more commercials?
So here's Derek Lewis and Mattress Mac. This is a guy that bet all that money on the Houston Astros, lost like $13 million during the World Series.
That guy?
Yeah. You have the best prices and material.
Derek hit me so hard, he bloodied my finger. But you know what we're doing today? We're knocking out backorder slips. We're knocking out high prices. And best of all, we're furnishing beautiful homes like Derek's home with great new furniture. This is the main man in Houston, Derek, and we're thrilled to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Is that guy really rich?
Train.
Yeah.
3 hours a day.
From selling furniture?
You train hard.
We're in the wrong business, man.
Do some training for me because I need it. I'm old and I'm used. But what's not old
I'm
and used?
I'm old and used like a hook of pussy.
Today, you get it today. Remember, what? Count down till the holidays. Still time to buy that furniture today. Get it in your home tonight. And if you don't get it in your home tonight, Derek can knock me out. Hit me, Derek. Hit me hard. Whoa!
I wish he really he should have tuned him up. You want to tune up right now? Crack! The mattress king! Going to sleep. Look at him. He's sleeping on his mattress. Jesus Christ.
That would be awesome.
Fuck, man.
Give him a three-piece.
Yeah.
And a soda.
You get one piece from that guy. Holy shit. Wow. I don't know what to make of it. I think it's good for Derek Lewis, but what fuck is a mattress king?
Hey, man. Money's money. Yeah, he's probably getting paid.
Sausage King of Chicago.
Probably getting paid. Abe Froman?
Yeah. The Sausage King
of Chicago. I haven't seen that movie in a while.
Got any other canoes?
I'm all out of canoes.
All right. Let's do some tweet a week. I think about 4. All
right.
The increase in intensity. So let's start with Stevie Haynes, who's Crooklyn MMA on Twitter. She says, the Invisible Man is back in town.
I love it. Okay.
And all that is.
Yeah, it's a suggestion.
And then this one, it takes a little, I'm going to have to add on to it. So Darren Till was tweeting. He says, it's currently 8:42 a.m. in Melbourne, Australia. why aren't you returning my calls, Rob? And then Robert Whittaker says, sorry, mate, was pumping iron. See you in London. I wish he would have said, sorry, mate, was pumping Irene.
Ah.
I think there's a porno called Pumping Irene.
Nice.
From back in the day. Oh, shit. You can't look at that last one yet.
There's rules.
Yeah. Here's one from Barstool Sports. It says, Becky has entered concussion protocol.
Oh, my God.
Whack! I don't know if there's volume, but... That's so brutal. I've never seen a chick... Oh,
probably lost fuck. Teeth.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we can get drunk.
And then here's... Valerie Lareda, she's a Bellator MMA fighter, tweeted this pic out of herself.
Oh, good Lord.
She may be my new favorite.
Yeah.
She is what you called dialed in, but apparently I can't zoom in.
Can't zoom in on that.
Yeah, I can move it around, but
no zooming
when you zoom in, it's phenomenal.
Okay.
Phenomenal. All
right. Is it Ask the Nuts time?
Yep. Let's move right along.
At a breakneck speed.
Always. What constitutes cheating in MMA to you?
I don't know. Probably if you grease yourself up.
Eye pokes. All that bullshit with the weigh-in.
Cup checks.
And what is illegal that you think shouldn't be? I think you should be able to grab a cage. The gauge is there. Grab it. Why not? I'm sick of seeing, oh, I got my toes in the cage. You got your hand in the cage. If it's there, use it. Well, anything else to add?
I think we covered it.
Okay. What is Nick Diaz's marketing level at this point?
Like, how do I rate? From 0 to 10? I would say, like, 3.
You think?
Maybe a 4.
I was going to say 8, but this because he can piggyback off of his brother.
Yeah, but it just I don't think he's relevant right now. He's going to have to do something before he becomes relevant. And I'm not saying it has to be fighting, but we need to see something. So,
well, just play highlights of his last fight against Anderson Silva where he's laying down, right?
Yeah, you got to do something. Or he got to create some kind of noise outside the cage. Anything, okay. You know, maybe light some shit on fire. I don't know. Anything.
That's fair.
Piece somebody up in a club. I have no idea. But there's just not any hype behind him at this moment.
So then this next question is an absolute no. Is Cowboy Stadium plausible for him and Masvidal?
No. Zero. Okay. No chance. No way. Unless they're the co-main event with, like, I don't know, somebody else.
Well, I was going to say, is there even a fight that could fill that stadium?
Right now? No. I don't think so. Not that I can tell.
Yeah.
No.
If Tony beats Khabib in absolute dominant fashion, do you think the UFC makes an immediate rematch?
Probably.
Yeah, I agree. It seems like the UFC has favorites.
They do.
And I want to say, what the fuck was it they were talking about? Oh, Joanna and Jacek's going to fight that Welly Zhang chick.
Mm-hmm.
For the title. Like, how many title shots does this chick get?
A lot.
They want her to be a champion for whatever reason.
They do.
She was, and then... Bow down! Right? Every time. Mm-hmm. Bow down! Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hear about that. I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
The keys to the UFC were handed over to you. What's the first thing you do to make the sport more popular?
Me?
Yeah.
I would get rid of weight classes.
Like that? Reduce the number of cards?
Yes. And there would have to be at least once a year Pride Rules fights.
Thank you. What are we waiting for? We've been asking for that forever.
10 years only. Maybe 15.
Yeah. You have the name. Just fucking run that shit in Japan.
Yeah. If you can make a bad USADA motherfucker belt, you can have pride fights.
You can do whatever the fuck you want. Yeah. You're in control.
I guarantee you people be lining up for that shit.
Oh, yeah. Soccer kicks. Oh, please.
Yeah.
Knees to a fucking guy that's on the ground. I wish we had Pride Rules, Ben Askren, and Michael Bisping. I feel like those are two guys that need soccer kicks.
Oh, man, that's the last thing we need.
No, it's the first thing.
Matt is loving his beer right now. He's literally making love to it.
I am. We'll see what is going to happen. Night's not over yet. Rodrigo Machado closes out. It's time. Pound sign, Nuts Rule. Pound sign, Matt Rape Train. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Says, I'm still trying to figure out what type of guy Tony Ferguson is. I came up with some more theories. I appreciate the thumbs up, middle, and down response.
Okay.
Tony Ferguson is the type of guy to pull down his pants to fart. Tony Ferguson is the type of guy to iron his shirt while he's wearing it.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I may or may not have done that before.
Yeah, try it with a steamer. You'll burn your shit up. Yeah. I have a steamer.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, that's the shit.
My brother, put that on my balls.
My brother told me about it. He's like, yeah, you should get yourself a steamer. I was like, holy shit. Yeah, I should.
Unwrinkle stuff?
Yeah, because it's fast and I don't have to break out an ironing board and get the iron. I just turn the steamer on, hang something on, and then... But the steam that comes out, that's like the worst burn you can get is a steam burn.
All right.
You got to be careful because that shit just...
Okay.
I got one of them like commercial steamers.
Nice.
I still use it 15 years later.
All right. Maybe I should get myself one.
Tony Ferguson is the type of guy to set the alarm after he wakes up.
Okay. I don't know what to do
I'm
with that.
I'm still in the middle of the road on all these so far.
Yeah.
Tony Ferguson is the type of guy to talk in Spanish to a Brazilian. Well, the languages are pretty close.
Pretty similar.
Tony Ferguson is the type of guy that closes the fridge with a spinning heel kick.
I've been
all mid-range. I'm sorry.
You're off your game.
I gotta be honest on it.
Get it off your game. Is there another one?
No. Would you rather run fast but have low stamina or run slow and have high stamina?
I kind of like my stamina. I'm going to run slow.
You like fucking Rampage. Stamina. Stamina.
Stamina.
He's playing the fucking UFC games. And goddamn, I need stamina. Where are my staminas? Okay, fucking Rampage.
Yep.
Your video games and streaming.
Uh-huh.
I want to run really fast with no stamina because I want to be really good at something for a short amount of time.
Okay.
I fuck really fast.
AKA sex.
Get it done in 10 seconds. Or a 100-yard dash, but the fastest 100-yard dash.
All right.
Because if I'm slow with a lot of stamina, that ain't going to help me in anything.
In the sex, man.
Slow and steady, but forever. I'm all about getting it done. I'm efficient.
Efficient.
This is all about efficiency.
17
seconds. The older you get, the more efficient you are.
All right.
You know how to work things.
All right.
And you get it done. What it's all about. You work for NASA.
Oh.
Like that. And you have discovered a giant meteor that will hit the Earth within the next 24 hours and destroy it completely. Would you rather tell the public or keep them blissfully unaware of the impending end of the world?
Blissfully unaware.
I agree.
It's going to happen. No reason to inflict pain.
Yeah. And because then what if it, for some unforeseen reason, it doesn't happen, then you're that fucking guy.
Yeah, cried wolf.
Yeah. I never trust you again.
No.
You're never working. I got a drink. MMA Nuts zombie show is coming up.
Oh, are we on episode 2 yet? Season 1?
It's like The Mandalorian. Episode 2, Hope, part number 2. On your way north to deal with the crazy religious guys, you guys stop at a trade camp, Bones Camp, run by John Jones. You guys start resupplying on your fuel for motorcycles, which are Harley Davidsons.
Nice.
John Jones appears in front of you guys and says, well, if this isn't the two dumbasses. You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. To each, Matt replies, what the fuck you want, John? Jones, just checking in on the most prolific bounty hunters in Chicago. Good to see that you all haven't haven't gotten yourself killed.
Ah.
Ingo says, can't say the same for you. Jones approaches Ingo, offended by the comment, and sizes him up, saying, listen, old man, this is my camp. So show and give me some respect. Ringo says, respect is earned, not given.
Okay.
Sapphire gets pissed off by Ingo and is about to raise a gun before Matt raises his shotgun at him, shows a grenade, and says, are you ready to die, kid? You better be if you raise a gun on me or my friend. And silence occurs as Ingo looks at Jones, who's looking at his surroundings. Matt says, listen, everyone. Ingo and I are going north to deal with a religious nut job, save some lives, and hopefully get paid by that. Now, as far as I know, you all have been dealing with this, so why don't you let us pass, and we'll all live to see another day. As the silence continues, Jones finally orders his man to calm down. Matt and Ingo get out of the camp and continue on their way. I feel like I'm on a Silver Spoons type little train
still
with the conductor hat. I felt like
smoking
already,
a pipe.
I felt like I dealt with the fucking guy in the north. King of the North! Did we not deal with him last week?
I don't remember. I
felt like he was dealt with.
He might have been.
Severely.
I thought he was. But maybe he escaped. Let's pretend
he's a zombie.
Let's pretend he escaped. Maybe we've been adventuring. We probably need a break. Maybe we happen upon a little valley, right? We look down, kind of peruse everything, and there is a herd of females. With giant asses.
Zombies?
Zombie females with giant asses.
That's a... What was the line I sent you guys? Like, all women are bi, but you have to figure out
if it's sexual or polar. Yes. Yeah. So that will be what we do. We will assess the situation and figure out...
Hey, ladies. Are you sexual or polar?
How would you assess this?
Probably a good oil check.
Perfect.
Depends how many fingers can get checked.
I like to go for three.
Yeah.
Make sure you leave them something to remember you by, man.
Yep. Leave them one thing more. Never give them five. Only four. Four at most. Never,
four is a max.
Never put the thumb in.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right. Let's do some Fuck, Marry, Kill. Celebrity Edition number 68, Adult Adventures number 4. First, we have Nikki Benz, who I feel like I should be showing you the pictures I saw earlier, but I had to go with the edited pictures.
Can I look him up?
Yeah, just type in Google Images, go Nikki Benz and add ass. And
with a Z?
Yes. N-I-K-K-I-B-E-N-Z. But add ass to your image.
Oh, Bing is not being nice to me. Turn off safe search. Here we go. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Good Lord, man.
What is happening here?
I don't know.
She's talented. All right.
Next and said equation. Pretty juicy. Phoenix Marie.
Phoenix?
Yeah. P-H-O-E-N-I-X. I always spell that wrong.
Is this the right lady?
Uh-huh.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that thing is juicy.
Where
do they build those at? What factory in Japan is building that?
Really dirty. Okay. My eyes. I feel like my heart
hurts.
Are
you going blind? And then Shyla Styles.
What's the deal with the Z on the end, huh?
It's like MMA nuts. With an S.
Oops. Not an X. Good Lord. What the hell?
Because I think from the ass standpoint, I want to say the second one was the best.
I don't even know. They all look the same to me. It's pretty similar, Matt. It's a lot of ass. Yeah, you know, I'm going to go ahead and probably marry this one.
Okay.
And probably kill the one in the middle.
Okay.
And fuck the first one, I guess. I mean, they kind of look all the same.
They pretty much, but when you look at their asses, I forgot... I think I'm going to kill the first
one.
Magnifying
glass?
Yeah. Fuck the second one. Marry the third one. I don't know.
I mean, you're doing an inspection. Before I can answer this question, I must do an oil check.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I think that's what they expect. And or probably deserve. You have any kind of knowledge?
I do not.
I have a very basic one. And apparently it just wants to open over here. So, This is an elevator door.
Elevator door.
And apparently, some entrance.
Oh, that's awesome. Who did that?
I don't know, but that's, I feel like that's what we should do on all elevator doors.
I love that.
Just draw a big dick and make it grow as the door shuts. So, kudos to whoever did
that. Where do you find this shit?
Internet Zingo. Have them. Have some. Get some. I don't know.
Mickey's get stung?
Yeah, fuck yeah. So we are off next week.
Happy Thanksgiving, bitches.
Yeah, eat turkey and
eat ass.
Zombie pussy and a zombie ass.
Definitely eat
ass. I don't even know what tastes better, zombie pussy or zombie ass. Probably the zombie ass. Do zombies shit?
Probably.
They eat brains. Probably have to shit.
Mm-hmm.
What smells worse, a zombie shit or Chris Cyborg shit? Think of all the protein she eats. Oh, she just posed naked.
Oh, yeah? Fully naked?
There were some titty pictures. Hopefully I'll remember to post those. I probably won't. Nice tits. That's all I gotta say. Nice tits.
Oh, man.
Got it. Okay. We'll be back in a couple weeks.
Let's reel it in, Matt.
There's no UFC.
My name is Zingo Weigel. There's no UFCs. We're off. Happy Thanksgiving. And, see you next time.
Thanks for playing.